Dave Eggers' new novel is Heroes of the Frontier. It's set in Alaska, but it's really a road book, a mother and her two children going somewhere that they hope just has to be better. Dave Eggers' novels have finessed a line between fact and fiction since his 2000 debut with a heartbreaking work of staggering genius. That was a fictionalized portrayal of raising his younger brother. He wrote a fictionalized biography of a Sudanese refugee and the nonfiction account of a Syrian immigrant in New Orleans who rescues neighbors after Hurricane Katrina but's arrested on suspicion of being a terrorist. Dave Eggers joins us now from member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
What sets your protagonist, Josie, in motion with her two young children?
Well, Josie's had sort of an avalanche of bad luck in the last few years before her trip, including the dissolution of her union with a father of her kids, a guy named Carl. And also, she's a dentist, and she's just had to give up her practice. She was sued for malpractice from a woman who had contracted cancer of the mouth, and Josie hadn't spotted it. And so she's lost her practice, lost her union with Carl, and she's sort of being chased by demons real and imagined, and she wants to get as far away as possible. And she chooses Alaska.
Alaska because...
Well, she would go to South America or further, but the conditions of her custody split with Carl preclude her from leaving the country, and she does go to Alaska without his consent or knowledge. And so she's a little bit on the lam, and she has an old friend, a stepsister of a kind named Sam, who lives there. So that's her anchor, in a way.
And with respect to those many dentists who I'm sure are listening this morning and do so much good work for all of our mouths, I think Josie is the first protagonist in a novel I can recall who's a dentist.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so too. I couldn't find one. And I like protagonists with occupations that are common and important and vital to the community, but you don't see them that much in fiction. And so I happen to know some really fascinating dentists. And I've had a few friends that from college who became dentists. And my kids go to a dentist who, on the side, he funds documentaries that challenge, like, the Koch brothers. And he'll talk your ear off. You know, you go in for a filling, but you're there for 2 hours and you've gone through the history of the civil rights movement and that he was there in every step of the way. So he was one of my inspirations for sort of making this fully rounded and fully human character who happens to be a dentist.
I've enjoyed Alaska every time I've been there, and the majesty of the surroundings is extraordinary, but so are the people, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, what I liked about it was that it's not just a tourist state, it's a working state. It's not too precious about itself. It's still very raw, and I think it's still, there's still so much of it that you can discover and be alone, and you can drive for hours and not see another soul, or hike for days and not see another soul. So I think it still is the frontier that we imagine it to be. And, you know, Josie has no real, she's not an outdoors person, but she finds herself increasingly connected to some past, real or imagined, of an America that was full of pioneers and adventurers and exploring the frontier.
You find yourself, as you read the book, asking yourself if Josie is looking for something or looking to lose herself in something.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that we have an aversion sometimes to leaving, and there's this trope of, well, you're running away from your problems. And in her case, she started, for sure, running away from her problems. But at the same time, what's the alternative sometimes? Is it to stay in the same town all of your life, and does that qualify as the best self and best life you can lead? Not necessarily. And for her, what started as a very random and ill-planned trip turns into, I think, she finds a new, stronger, braver version of herself, and her kids the same way. I think that her kids had been becoming indoor pets.
Paul and Anna, her kids.
Yeah, and Paul and Anna. And I think that because they have to meet challenge after challenge and they keep rising to that challenge, she's in awe, I think, of who they become when they're given a chance and given problems to solve and some independence. And I think that there's nothing, I think, more astonishing to see is a child coming into their own sense of agency and bravery and displaying courage on a daily basis and watching their discovery in the outdoors. So I wanted Josie to experience all that.
I found myself wondering what Josie means when she says we are not civilized people.
Well, part of the book is examining who we are as Americans, and I think we are a really interesting race. I don't think that we are completely civilized. I think we accept a level of violence on a daily basis that is, I think, astounding to much of the rest of the world. And every so often we are woken out of our state of amnesia, and in so many ways we are capable of great things, and we live in a, you know, supposedly industrialized, civilized place, but we have an element of the frontier barbarism that's still in our blood, and we accept it.
Dave Eggers, his novel, Heroes of the Frontier. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.